Blog Talk Radio.
Kathy Holloway Hill, and you are listening to the Living by Design show, and we welcome you to the show wherever you're listening in from all over the globe. We welcome you to another episode, another segment, a brand new segment in our Design My Life series. And I thank you for all of the feedback that I have been getting for this series, because it is truly making an impact on your life. And today will be no different, because we will be kicking off a brand new segment in the series about relationships. Now, before I get into our topic for the evening and bring on our guest, I want to share some very exciting news for you. You, my wonderful loyal listeners, have made Living by Design one of the top-rated shows on the Blog Talk Network circuit. So I thank you ever so much for that. We are very excited and very happy for that. And I wanted to share that news with you, because what's going to be happening over the next few months is I will be bringing on a very special guest for our listener appreciation show. So stay tuned for that. Now, for today's topic, relationships, I have a very special guest that I am sure you all will want to hear from, and he is none other than the well-known Mr. The World's Biggest Voice himself, Tony Lamont, and he's also my partner in life and love, because we just recently shared marital bliss together. Hi, Tony. How are you doing today?
Hello, wife. We shared marital bliss together. You know what that sounds like. Yes, we did. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. We are very blessed to have shared marital bliss, because sometimes people never, ever have that opportunity in their lives. So I am so happy about that. And today we are going to share a lot of our personal information with you, because when we kick off this relationship segment, we understand that there are two very important aspects of relationships, personal and professional. Now, for the next few weeks, we're going to be focusing on the personal aspect of relationships, because we both know that they can flow over into each other. If your personal relationships are suffering, then your professional relationships will suffer, and vice versa. So to kind of kick it off, Tony, we are going to just talk about some of the critical aspects of having a successful personal relationship. Now, we're going to talk about personal relationships from a dating and love and marriage perspective. So, with that being the case, Tony, what do you think are the top five most critical elements of having a successful relationship?
I think that one is, of course, honesty. I would say that's the number one thing, is honesty. Because if you're not honest, you're building or starting a relationship on a lie. And it's hard to build a foundation on something that's going to crumple. I think number two would be, you have to know who you are. That's an important part. You have to know the kind of person that you truly are. You attract what you are. And a lot of folks make the mistake in many instances. They always say, I keep getting the wrong person. Well, you may be the wrong person before you end up getting the right person. Number three, I would say a critical thing is, you have to understand that communication is a key. You have to learn how to communicate with one another. You have to learn how to understand that communication is not just being heard, but it's also hearing, being able to listen and listen with a truthful ear. And what I mean by that is if you're listening to someone tell you the truth about what they feel, you have to be able to listen to the truth about what you hear. And a lot of folks will, and I've been guilty of this myself in the past, and I'm a work in progress. You always have to be honest with yourself about if someone's seeing something in you and they're telling you the truth, then you have to be able to accept the truth. I think number four, I would say number four would be trust. If you take a look at trust, and truth and trust to me are the same, but trust is what the other person does. And what I mean by that is if you're telling a person the truth, then trust is going to be the action that follows. But trust is also, when I said action, it is an action. It's not just what you say, it's what you deliver. So when you're doing that, that makes a difference in the life and in the relationship. And wow, number five, what would number five be? I think intimacy. I'll say number five is intimacy. And the reason I say that, and some people say that should be number one, but I say number five is intimacy. And what I mean by that, and intimacy is not just from a sex standpoint. It starts by holding hands. It starts by just talking in a comforting way to one another. That's a part of it. You have to, and I'll just, because we're talking about relationships, we're talking about personal relationships, our relationship, for example. We tell each other we love each other every day. In every instance that we can, and we never go to bed mad. And if we are going to bed with an attitude towards one another for whatever reason, we make sure that we get love in there. And so I think the intimacy part covers a whole lot.
Wow, that is amazing. Now, I want you guys to know that we did not share our information with each other prior to the show. So just to let you know that we are so on the same page. These are the top ones that I had actually written down. My number one, the number one on my list was expectations. You have to know what your expectations are, whether it's in a friendship or a significant other or a spouse. What do you expect to get and receive from the relationship? My number two was communication, because it's a huge part of discussing your expectations. If you can't communicate, then you're not going to be able to understand what those expectations are. Number three was honesty and trust, and or being open and honest, but trust kind of just falls in there. So, that's totally in line with what my spouse just mentioned. And intimacy is huge. It was also on my list because intimacy, affection, your sexual desire for each other, those are very critical aspects. And I actually had one more on my list, and this is very, very important. Of course, respect and humor doesn't hurt. All those things are great, and being compatible, liking the same things. But one of the things that I had on my list, Tony, that I think is very important for a lot of individuals that they sometimes forget, especially once some time has passed. And a lot of you may not know, but Tony and I have actually been together on and off for 8 years. But you can't forget date night.
Oh, yeah, you have to date.
Yeah, you have to date.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of times what happens is when couples get married and they have a family and they're raising their family, they may call it a date night, but you know what it actually turns into? A meeting.
Right.
Because that's now true. They're discussing everything going on with the household issues, the finances, the bills, the children. That's a meeting. That's not a date. A date is when you focus on each other.
Right.
Isn't that important?
It is important. And I'm glad you said that, because you have to turn it off to turn it on. If that makes a lot of sense.
I love it.
You really do. You have to turn off those things that are constantly in front to enjoy one another. So it's turn off the work conversation, even turn off the household conversation, and just spend time together and enjoy that moment, that time that you have. It helps to nurture. You got to have something to grow on, and sometimes we get out of that. So, yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I also want to just touch a little bit on blended families, because we actually had an opportunity to do that. And I'm saying it's an opportunity because it is an opportunity. personally, I love to have a chance to have an impact on the life of a child. It doesn't matter if they're a young child or a teenage child or an adult child. They're still your children. They are people that you are responsible for bringing into this world. So let's talk a little bit, Tony, about how important it is to have a positive attitude about blended families. It's no longer yours and mine. It's ours.
Absolutely. You know, the thing that people don't understand, and we had this conversation before getting married. I mean, I'm fortunate. I'm fortunate we're both blessed in that we love each other's children. We love each other's families.
Because we love each other.
Because we love each other, but that it doesn't always happen.
That's right.
And what happens is those individuals will allow the family to dictate the love for one another. And the truth is, and I said this, if I love you, I have to love them or find a way to love them. Even though, and there are many people out there that have family members that are intrusive, that are difficult, that are all these kinds of things. But the truth is this, that family has been with them longer than you have. And they're going to be a part of their life forever. And so what you need to understand is there's compromise, there's understanding, and there's growth. And you've got to put that effort in. So the blended family is an important part. You can't come in as a parent and not be supportive, because then you build a wedge between your mate, your spouse, and your children. And that's a big problem, because then that person has to decide what to do. And you're making a difficult situation for them. And that's disastrous. That can just ruin a relationship, because the person has to go, I don't know who to choose. I don't know what to do or who to choose. So, yeah, that's a very important thing. You got to fix it before you even get to it. And even have the family do the date nights. Even that has to be done. We used to do that all the time.
Yes.
I mean, we used to hang out, and
absolutely,
you would be with the girls. I would be with the girls and everybody, and we just had a good time.
Yeah.
Family has to know you. They got to love you the same way, and that's an important part.
Absolutely. Now, you know, I always say that I like being transparent, because I know if it can, each one can touch one and each one can reach one, so that we can impact the lives of so many people. So I like being transparent. And I just want you all to know that you may be unaware of the fact that Tony and I have actually been together on and off for 8 years, and we have overcome a lot of adversity. It has not always been perfect. It has not always been roses and peaches and cream, as all relationships are work. And our relationship was work. We went through a large period of time where we weren't together, and we had some challenges, but we overcame those challenges. And I want to talk a little bit about that right now, because I want to talk about something called a conflict resolution plan. And I know that may sound very corporate, or it may sound something that belongs in your professional life, but it's actually something that should be included in your personal relationships. Because when you have a conflict resolution plan and you're both committed to that plan, it can make a significant difference in how you resolve conflict, because it will come up. Conflict will be there, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'd say it this way. When conflict is there, you have to have, as you said, a conflict resolution plan. And that is the discussion, and this is how it happens. You come up with a conflict resolution plan when there's no conflict. Don't try to do it in the midst of conflict.
That's right.
Because you're not thinking with a rational mind, and you're more emotional than anything else. So what you want to do is you want to set those rules and set those things in place when you have a spirit of compromise, a spirit of understanding, and really a spirit of truth. When you set those things in place, then that what happens is those are the rules you live by, and you stick by those rules, because that's how you get to the resolution. Conflict's going to come up. How do we handle the conflict? Do we handle it individually, or do we handle it as a team? Well, the truth of the matter is you're a couple now, and you have to handle it as a team. So that's how you approach it. It's not my way or the highway. It's our way or no way, and that has to be the attitude that you utilize.
And I also want to say, and just add on to the tail end of that, that is oh so very true. But even before we got to the point where we had an opportunity to work on a conflict resolution plan, during the time when Tony and I were apart, we ladies, and let me speak to you for a minute, ladies, we have got to get to the point in our spirit and in our mind where we cannot expect validation from someone else. If you're in a position where you find yourself at a crossroads and the relationship is not working out, don't be afraid to walk away and don't be afraid to let go, because what you have to do is first understand yourself, love yourself, accept yourself, and pray the gratitude prayer. You've got to thank your Heavenly Father for what you do have in your life, not what you don't have. And during the time when Tony and I were apart, I'm going to be honest and say, you know, I wanted the relationship to get back sooner than it did. But I had to let go of what I had experienced already so that I could have something better. And when I started connecting more with myself, appreciating myself, loving, validating, affirming myself, things began to turn around. And I'm saying this to you because I know how powerful this is. We have so much power on the inside, and we've got to learn how to use that power. And then something amazing happened. Tony and I became best friends.
Oh, yeah.
And when you become best friends with someone, the sky's the limit.
Well, I think that's the key. Why would you want to be married to someone that you're not a best friend with?
Right.
Why would you want – and there's something I always say. We say it to one another. I love you, but I want to like you.
Yes.
I've got to be able to like who you are. And it hurts more in a relationship when you don't like the person during that time. So when you're in a situation where you feel like you're not liking them, that's where that work starts. That's where it's very important. So a lot of people get it kind of, as the young people say, they get it twisted. They get it twisted in the mindset that, well, I love you and that's all that matters. No, I got to like you. I got to like what you look like, what you sound like, what you act like, how you make me feel. I got to like how I feel when I'm with you. It's that like thing that escalates every other emotion that goes on. So, yes, best friends are important, and it starts with liking one another.
And let me just ask you, Tony, from a male perspective, for all the ladies out there who are listening who are single and they don't have a significant other and they've been trying and trying and trying, what advice would you give them to help them to find the love of their life?
You know, first of all, I'm going to say that stop worrying about finding the love of your life, because the love of your life is going to find you, first of all. I would say the other thing is you've got to want, and I said it earlier, you have to want to be able to be the best you can possibly be. If a man is a true man, and I say a true man because there are some scoundrels out there who want to take advantage of women that have a weak attitude, who have self-esteem issues and all those things, they'll take advantage of that. So I'm talking about a true man who's not a user and an abuser. If you want a true man who wants you for who you are, you want to be a woman of confidence. A man is attracted to a woman of confidence. And I'm not talking about a woman that, you know, runs things. I'm talking about a woman who is confident in who she is, what she does, and how she is. That's attractive. I mean, when you walk into a room, your stature is one thing, but your confidence, it emodes into the room. People just know, this woman that just walked in, I haven't even heard her speak yet, but she walks in with that kind of attitude. And I remember the very first time I saw you, I knew that. I mean, it was a big deal. So that's what a man who's a man wants. He wants a woman that is supportive of him, who has confidence within herself, and understands that, and we say this all the time, you got to let a man be a man. That's what you have to do.
You know, I like that. That's great. And I'm going to just throw one more piece in there, because I have a lot of clients and I've spoken to a lot of females who say, well, I have a list. And, exactly. If he doesn't match up to the items on my list or the traits on my list, then he's just not a candidate. Well, ladies, you're going to just list yourself right out of the game, because when you have so many unrealistic expectations that a man has to live up to, that turns him off. I mean, a man doesn't want to be measured by things on your list. I mean, first you have to look inside his heart, and it's okay to have a top three, but when your list is as long as my arm, okay, now that's getting a little excessive, don't you think?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Can you marry that list?
Ooh.
Because if everything on that list is something, then marry the list. If you can't even do everything on the list, if you're not up to par on everything on that list, if you aren't that way, how would you look for somebody else to be that way?
I like that. You know, I just recently put a post on my Facebook wall. It says, if you want to meet the love of your life, look in the mirror.
You know what? And I saw that and I liked it. Because that's the truth.
If you can't look in the mirror and be everything you see on your list, you need to throw that list away.
Absolutely. And here's the other thing. On the other side, if you don't like what you see when you look in the mirror, remember, people are looking at you the same way you look at yourself.
Mm.
So when you look in the mirror and you don't like what you see, then you need to understand, you need to fix some of those things so that people can see you as you truly deserve to be seen.
That is so true. And we're not just talking about that physical appearance.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we're talking about being able to look inside yourself.
Absolutely.
Because life is only 10% what happens to you and 90% what happens in you. So we're talking about what is going on the inside. Sometimes we have to spring clean ourselves on the inside.
Well, and you say this, I'm going to get the quote wrong, but I know we're physical beings. Give it to me.
We're spiritual beings in a physical body.
Exactly. Well, the truth is, all the time, we may not know this, but you say it, and we've spoken about this, about having that gut, that intuition.
Yes.
The spiritual being aspect is able to feel and see that. So when you look in the mirror and see that spiritual aspect of who you are, believe it or not, we see it too. From the outside, people can see that. So when you walk in the wrong room and your spirit is wrong, you see it. You feel it. Mm-hmm. So know that.
And that energy is given out.
That's exactly
it. And it attracts other people or it repels other people.
Absolutely.
Way.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
Yep. That's oh so wonderful. Well, before we end the show, because we do have a few more minutes to go on the show, I want to just touch on the professional aspect of your relationships, because we know how critical that is. There are a lot of you out there that you're in the workplace, you have a corporate job or you have a job, and we want you to also get some value from this show, because in the upcoming weeks, we're going to have some very powerful guests, some powerhouse people who are in the relationship field. But I just want to talk a little bit about some of the critical aspects of having healthy professional relationships. And the first thing I want to just touch on, Tony, and you know, you've been out there in the working world for many years as well, is you have to add value to whoever you're trying to build a relationship with in your professional life. If it's a potential client that you want to connect with, you have to know your stuff. And when I say know your stuff, I mean whatever it is you're offering. For us, we're professional speakers and you're in media and broadcasting. You know, and you know your stuff because you're Tony Lamont. So in the state of Indiana, I mean, you are absolutely just, you know, world class. And that to me is one of the number one things. You have to add value in that client's life. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. The biggest thing is a person wants to feel good about knowing you.
Correct.
In every situation.
And what you offer and bring to the table.
Absolutely. So if you have value and you're bringing value in a business relationship, regardless of what it is you're doing, whether they're your colleagues in the workforce or they're a client that you're approaching for business, they want to feel like you're doing something for them when you're doing it with them. If it makes sense to their spirit, it makes sense to their business.
And also you have to know your customer's business inside and out.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you want someone to do business with you and your potential customer is having a conversation with you about their business, what they do, and you don't know what they're talking about, that's not good. You've got to understand who it is you're trying to sell yourself to, because you're always selling yourself, always.
Use a personal relationship as the example of a business relationship. And what I mean by that is, would you sit down and have a conversation with somebody that didn't know anything about you?
Right.
Not very long. So especially if you expect them to know something about you. I mean, yeah, we got to know one another, and I'm going to tell you and show you some things. But the bottom line in business, that person expects you to come to the table knowing at least something about what they do.
Right.
Especially if you're in trying to, you know, provide a service for them. If you're doing that, you better come to the table with knowing the knowledge of the business that you're dealing with. Otherwise, you're not going to do business.
Yeah, because I have a lot of clients who come to me and they want help starting a business,
mm-hmm.
and they want to be paid. You know, they're a professional speaker, and they want to be paid because they're passionate about speaking, and I understand that. But you first have to prove yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You first have to prove to someone that you bring value, that you can give them a message that they need that is going to impact or change their life. So that's why it's very important that you know your stuff, one, and that you understand the client's business, two. And the third thing is you've got to build that network.
Oh, networking is, in business, it's who you know.
Absolutely.
It is who you know. And
Absolutely. You
may not like that, but you, if you're going to be successful in any business, I don't care what it is, whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you're working in a corporate world, that's what you have to remember. It's who you know, those relationships that you develop, because those individuals, that individual may be the person that gets you that multi-million dollar deal or gets you to do exactly what you've always been dreaming about doing. So build those relationships.
And I'm also going to say, when you're building those relationships and you're building that rapport, please realize that it goes two ways. Don't always be up in someone's face saying, what can you do for me? What can you do for me? What can you do for me? Be willing to do something for that other person. It goes two ways. So you have to both, if you're going to build a relationship and a networking relationship with individuals, you have to let them know that you're available to them to help, for whatever the case may be. And think about, if you were hiring a consultant or a vendor, what would you look for in them, and then be whatever that is you would look for?
Absolutely. And if you don't know, nowadays, I tell people this all the time, if you don't know something, it's available to find out.
That's true.
It's on the web. Somebody has done what you want to do. You have no excuse. It used to be you had to either go to the library, or you had to go to a bookstore, or you had to hang out with some folks or something like that. Nowadays, there are tutorials. There are all kinds of resources available to you to find out what you need to do. You don't have any excuse. You can't say, well, I don't know how to do this. If you have an idea of what you want to do, Google it. Just Google it. Somebody has done it, I guarantee.
That is oh so very true. And those are the main tips that we have for you. And as I stated, over the next several weeks, we are going to have some amazing guests. Next week, Dr. Wendy Walsh is going to be joining us, and she is a powerhouse. She has written the runaway bestseller, 30-Day Love Detox, and she's going to be coming on to talk about how you can be a better person in your personal and professional relationships. And she's really going to touch on, well, I won't give away all her secrets that she's going to talk about, but you just have to tune in for that show. And then in the next upcoming weeks after that, we're going to have Judge Lynn Toler and Dr. Jeffrey Gardine,
I believe, yes.
Gardine, yes. And so you've seen him on many of the talk shows. On Dr. Wendy is on Steve Harvey and Good Morning America and the Today Show, CNN, and she's just pretty much all over the place. And they all are pretty powerful in their own right. So we want to make sure you join us for that. And also, I just would be remiss if I did not mention, I want you to be at the Light of the World Christian Church on Saturday, August the 24th, for Cynthia Newman's Raising Queens Summit. It's an annual conference for ladies and young girls, and it has been an absolute amazing success. And I am going to be there facilitating a workshop. Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor from Los Angeles is going to be delivering the keynote. And Mr. The World's Greatest Voice himself will be kicking off the day with us. So I'm really excited about that, Tony.
I'm excited, too. I think I want to say this to all the ladies that attend. Understand, bring your sisters, your aunts, your mothers, your granddaughters, and your daughters with you. The reason I say that is because it is a day of love. It's a day of growth. It's a day of understanding. And women, if you want to be the best you can be, you need to be at this summit.
Absolutely. And believe it or not, we are coming up on the last few seconds of our show, and we are so happy that we've been able to kick off this show in a magnificent way, giving you lots of tips and lots of information, lots of tools to help you begin the path from taking your life and your relationships from blah to brilliant. I'm Kathy Holloway Hill, and we're going to sign off for now, and I will see you same time next week here on the Living by Design Show. Good night, everyone.